We say hello to former NFL offensive lineman Ross Tucker, of course, with CBS and Westwood One, host of the Ross Tucker Football Podcast as well, and he's going to be part of the Eagles draft coverage. So looking forward to that. Ross, good morning. How are you?
Awesome. How are you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. I'm sure you feel the same way, but we're ready to get this draft done because I'm ready to talk about players coming to the Titans and not players potentially coming to the Titans, as we've done for the last 6 months. So I'm ready to get it going.
For sure. I mean, I love the draft. So I love the lead up to it. But you do get to the point now where you're ready for it to happen. Although I know on some level on Sunday, I'm going to miss it, you know, because I like the intrigue, right? I like the unknown. It's so different than the games. It's the coming together of college football and the NFL. I'm a big fan of the NFL draft, and so really looking forward to the next 3 days, especially tonight. Just the excitement, the buzz. I'm hoping there's a bunch of trades. It always makes it more interesting, and you guys know the deal, right? Like, most people know that they're never going to be 6'9", 315 like Joe Alt.
Yeah.
But everybody thinks they can make the picks and trade the players and make the right decisions. And so that's kind of the fun of it.
Well, you mentioned Joe Alt. Pretty much every draft analyst there is has the Titans taking Joe Alt at number 7, barring any craziness. You played offensive line. You just gave the stats there on him. How much of the real deal do you think he can be? And working with a veteran offensive line coach like Bill Callahan, how big is that going to be for the early part of his career?
Well, I think it's gigantic. I don't think we talk about position coaches nearly enough. You know, I had 9 different offensive line coaches in the NFL, and guys, it makes a big difference. I mean, even take me out of it, I can tell you, I remember 1 year, you know, our running backs were not good in pass protection at all in blitz pickup. And we got a new running back coach, and the next year, it was the same guys. They were locked in and almost never screwed it up. So position coaches make a big difference. You know, obviously, Bill Callahan's as good as there is. I was actually surprised the Browns let him go. I know his son's the head coach down there, but I thought that the Browns should ask for a draft pick back. And I know that's never happened before. I don't care. I think he's worth it. I think if you're the Titans, you gladly give up a 7th-round pick or something for the chance to get Bill Callahan. Now, they didn't have to, but I think he's that important. And I do think for especially a young player like All or anybody else that he'd be invaluable to work with. And I think he probably looks at All. Obviously, he knows the bloodlines. He's still so young. I mean, I look at Alt and his face looks like he's 17 years old to me. He's only 21. It's just like weird. It's like a movie where they put this baby face on this huge person. So I think he'll do well. He's already pretty polished. You know, you've seen the year-to-year improvement, which is encouraging, especially when you're so young.
We're talking to Ross Tucker this morning on the Chasing Big Joe show here at 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Ross, I just saw where you are the number 2 most popular person to ever come out of your high school.
Where did you see that?
You know who number 1 is?
Yeah, no, I know. In fact, it's funny because it was either 2015 or 2016. I was down in Nashville, and I was doing a Titans game on the radio for Westwood One. So I know Taylor Swift is from my hometown, spoiler
right.
alert, and I know her dad. Pretty good friends with her dad. So I reached out and I asked him if he wanted to have dinner the night before the Titans game. And he said, I can't. I'm going to be busy that night. I said, okay, no problem. And then he said, do you want to come with me or do you want to – or something like that. And I was like, I thought you said you were busy. He said – no, Taylor has a concert here that night. What's it called, Bridgestone Arena?
Yes.
Yeah, Bridgestone Arena.
So anyway, so I think he thought I was fishing for tickets, but I didn't know her concert was then. I was literally just asking him to go to dinner. So I end up going to the concert with my wife. It was absolutely incredible. Got a chance to talk to Taylor, talk to her mom, and I said to her mom, I said, you know, from 2001 to like 2008, when I was in the NFL, I was the most famous person from Wyomissing, Pennsylvania, And I said, until Taylor came along, and her mom looked at me and dead serious, this is like 2015, 2016, dead serious said, well, you know, Ross, just keep working. And I was like, no, I think it's over. I think I lost. I mean, she's the most famous person in the world. I'm okay. I mean, I'm second to the most famous person in the world. I'm okay to take that L. But it really is funny. Like, the first time I saw her in concert was in our hometown, like at this little rinky-dink theater.
Wow.
Right after her, you know, the song, the Tim McGraw song came out.
Yeah.
And I took my wife, and she sings this song. It's called Stay Beautiful. And it's about, it's like, Corey's eyes are like the blah, blah, blah. So after the concert, I see Corey. I'm like, yo, Corey, come here. He was a starting quarterback for my high school at the time. He's like 17, 18 years old. And he comes over. I'm like, I said to my wife, I'm like, this is Corey. And she, my wife's like, Corey who? And I'm like, Corey from the song, Corey's eyes. And she's like, oh, yeah, you do have nice eyes. So it's just bizarre that, like, she wrote songs about, like, people from my high school and the kid that was a starting quarterback, Corey Robinson, whose mom was my teacher. It's just, it's bananas.
It's a small word, Ross. All right,
oh,
so
that's fantastic.
Well, back to football. All right, so now I'm seeing Ross, because Joe Alt is 6'9", he can't do the drop step and all that. And I go back to another guy drafted, Bernard Williams by the Eagles in 95 or 94 was 6'8", 6'9". And they got on him, Ross, and like, you can't do this. And I think it got into his head, like, maybe I can't pass block. Why are we knocking Joe Alt down when we see how good this guy could be?
I think two things. Number one, there is always some level of concern when there's not a huge track record with certain guys at certain positions. And for Joe Alt, it's just his height. You know, there's not a lot of guys that have had success in the NFL at 6'9". I mean, how many have even tried would be my first question, right?
Right.
But then also, like, the flip side is, you know, there's plenty of 6'8 guys like Jonathan Ogden who are unbelievable, you know, or Trent Brown 6'8", and he's been phenomenal. So I don't think it's that big a deal. I mean, the fact that his 10-yard split is as good as it is, the fact that he can still run a 5-second 40, 5.05, almost broke 5. I mean, he's plenty athletic enough. That's not my issue with him. My issue with him is I think we all have inherent biases as it relates to what we think is important or what we like, right? So I was not nearly as talented as Joe. So I played really, really hard. I never thought blocking people was fun. I only thought trying to hurt them and smash them and throw them in the ground, like, that was what was fun, right? Like what fun is just, like, blocking somebody? I mean, actually, like, taking them to the ground, like, that's what I liked. I would like to see a little more nastiness from Joe. I'd like to see a little bit more physicality at times, but that's my bias. Like, Fuaga from Oregon State's like that. J.C. Latham has some of that in him. Ultimately, I don't think it makes that much of a difference in terms of production, but I do think there's something there that if you're an enforcer type, that it sort of permeates throughout the entire offensive line, the entire offense, really the whole team. And I didn't see enough of what I would call, like, the enforcer mentality from Joe on tape. That would be my knock on him.
Ross Tucker is with us, former offensive lineman. And, Ross, I know you do a lot with MyFrontPageStory.com, so tell us more about that.
Oh, man. My buddy started the company. It's by far the best Mother's Day gift ever. And Mother's Day gift, by the way, fellas, is 2 weeks away. My sister and I got one from my mom a couple of years ago. It was amazing. I mean, you talk to a writer for like 10 minutes. They write this unbelievable story about your mom. You give them a picture. They take the picture. It's framed. It looks like it's on the cover of the newspaper, like the Tennessean.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. But when my mom read the quote from my sister saying, you know, I wouldn't be the woman I am today if it weren't for my mom, she just started bawling, like absolutely crying. She has it hanging up in her house right next to the front door, which I think is a little bit weird, but still, I don't care. She loves it. She absolutely loves it. MyFrontPageStory.com. best Mother's Day gift ever. Listen, moms are everybody's first-round pick. Get her the story and the gift she deserves. The coolest, most unique gift you could ever even think of, and you wouldn't think of it. That's why we started the company, for your wife or your mom. MyFrontPageStory.com, MyFrontPageStory.com.
Well, awesome. Definitely check that out for sure. Ross, thanks so much for doing this. We appreciate it. Great insight and even better Taylor Swift stories. So appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Okay, anytime, guys. See you.